The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. Lots of good stuff. So what are the odds Wednesday? So when you call, text, tweet, complain about United, put odds on it. That simple. And A Anno says, AJ, spot on with a ticket for the pet. You're required to buy a pet ticket and allowed to keep the pet at your feet. So it says also a lot of airlines are not putting pets in the cargo anymore. Too much liability.
Too much.
Yeah. And like there was also apparently a lot of turbulence. That's why she couldn't get up and check on the dog. But, you know, the whole thing to me seems kind of silly. So I need to know more about what actually happened before I get. Plus, I'll be honest. Unless it's a service dog or you're moving. I don't like pets on planes. I'm against that. Mm. I'm sorry. I'm not taking my dog on the plane with me.
You're horrible.
Maybe I am. I don't care. There's enough stuff going on with an airplane to have to deal with somebody's dog. And I remember the first time I saw that, I was on an AirTran flight. And the woman next to me had a dog with her that barked the whole damn time. And I'm kind of like, you know, I can put up with kids. Dogs, not so much. And then Jared said that United Airlines mistakenly flies family German Shepherd to Japan. We'll talk about lost luggage. That's not good. But, yeah, I need to know more about what actually happened. Speaking of which, how about this? Guess who signed with the Saints? Thomas Savage. And I think Jerome tweeted this out. Do you have the exact number, John, about starting quarterbacks for the Texans?
Now? Yep. For the fifth year in a row, the Texans will have a different starting quarterback to open the year.
Is that good?
It is this year.
I mean, if you want some...
Yeah, it's hard to argue with now.
But theoretically, they were going to have a fifth new quarterback this year regardless, unless Watson... Tebow, forbid, gets hurt.
Well, and hell, if let's say that he's not totally healthy, he might be. Well, there might be a sixth one next year.
Well, if he gets hurt in camp, All indications are he'll be ready for camp. In fact, he may even be ready for OTAs. I'm not rushing him,
right?
But, so he should be starting.
Yeah, Fitzy, Hoyer, Osweiler, Savage, Watson.
Okay, take Watson out of it. Who was the best of that group?
Give me the Fitzy.
I'm gonna go with Fitzy.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick, Hoyer, Osweiler, then Savage. Does that mean they've gotten worse every year?
They've gotten worse.
Really, Osweiler? I guess Osweiler was better than Savage.
Oh, way better. Oh, when it was all my. Said and done.
So was it? It was Schaub. Is Schaub Fitzy? It was Schaub before, right? That was his last year, the crappy year, that six straight games with the pick. Is that his last year? I can't remember.
I think that was his last season, yeah. With a pick six. Didn't he, like, are you talking about when he went on the pick six run?
Yeah, like six straight games or something.
Yeah, I think that was his last year.
What are the odds AJ can get under Joel's skin before the end of the week?
I would never do that.
No, no one even tries that.
Joel and I are best work friends.
409 says, now I'm wondering if maybe United killed Stephen Hawking.
Barry already tweeted, or he texted me that joke.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So that was probably Barry texting the show.
It could be Barry texting the show, but Barry texted me and said, this is his second Stephen Hawking joke today, but he said if United hadn't made Stephen Hawking ride in the overhead bin, he might still be with us.
Yeah, and of course, there's people saying the flight attendant claims she didn't know that there was a dog in the bag, which...
Oh, that's garbage.
Yeah.
You think those people didn't tell her?
They better have. And you didn't hear the thing barking?
Dude, I'm not going to lie.
Right before it stopped barking forever and the lights went out?
I don't know what lawyer Dave would be able to get me if United killed my dog, but I don't know what number would please me. It'd have to be a lot.
Let's see. My dog's getting pretty old, so...
I might need to... I'm going to say I just want that plane.
That'd be cool, especially like 757.
Yep, give it to me.
I want a 757.
There's currently a police chase underway.
Oh, I can see this.
In Northwest Harris County.
Northwest, that's where I live.
White SUV.
Uh-oh.
That's not your wife's car, is it?
Oh, no. That's my wife's boyfriend's car.
Oh, well, that's...
Even worse.
I hope she's not with him.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I wonder what that guy did.
I'm always fascinated.
Can
by
you hear
chases.
It, John? Do you know what's going on here?
No, I'll ask.
Oh no, traffic! Oh no!
Well, yeah,
this is the worst time.
Why are you guys stopping at the stoplight?
This is the worst time to be in a high speed chase.
It's 5 o'clock now. The only difference is it's
a medium speed chase. Can we agree?
Well, he's going faster than it looks because the helicopter's going along with him. But yeah, this isn't the fastest chase I've ever seen. See, he should have caught that truck by now.
And the car, like the cop car, isn't like
Whoa.
Oops, can't go there. The cop car's like right on him. There's no way this chase ends well for this dude.
Yeah.
He ain't getting away.
Well, where
he doesn't have enough of a jump.
And there's not really any place to go here, especially if there's traffic. He's going to run into a traffic light here in a minute, and there's going to be all backed up. And now he's kicked it in pretty good.
Yeah.
He's going fast now. So this is your play-by-play of the chase. The white truck is on some road that's a two-lane road.
In Northwest Harris County.
In Northwest Harris County. Which it could be anywhere in Northwest Harris County. By now, he could be in Northeast Harris County as fast as he's going. But we need to find out what he did.
Okay, I'll look this up.
Oh, see, this is the problem. He's going through intersections that have stop signs, not stoplights. There's going to be a crash.
Oh, no doubt.
All right, it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. The odds that he hits another car, which he almost did.
Just clipped one there.
Yeah, he's going to get one. I'm going to say 85%.
He's picking
chance.
Up some speed now, though. I wonder what road that is.
I don't know. It doesn't look familiar. It kind of looks familiar, but I don't know which road it is.
I drive in Northwest Harris County. I got to tell you, traffic's not great this time of day.
Well, it's not great this time of day anywhere. So no matter where he's going.
I think he's going pretty fast.
Yeah, it looks
he's going way faster now than he was earlier. Well,
this looks
he's going highway speeds now. This is highway chase speeds.
Yeah.
I would have exited right there if I were, or done the U-ey.
This news story on ABC 13 says it says deputies are currently chasing the suspect near Copperfield.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, he's like going into a residential neighborhood?
Yeah, he's screwed now. Uh-oh. He's screwed now because he was on that road and there were cars in both lanes and they slowed down. And what's funny is somebody with an old car should just cut him off.
It's got to be a bank robber or a murderer, right?
No, I'm going to go with drug deal and... They're chasing him from a drug deal. That's what it is.
Well, no, if he starts throwing drugs out the window.
Well, he might have already done that because we came to this late.
It's true.
Well, he is in a residential neighborhood. So you said Copperfield?
I think that's where it started.
I was going to say, is Copperfield considered Northwest Houston?
I would kind of think.
It's like West.
It's more
Harris
West.
County.
Yeah. It's a little north, but I think West, Northwest would be my thought.
I guess maybe anything north of I-10 they consider.
I guess.
Yeah, he like all that ground he made up on the highway. He's lost now. The cop car is in the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
he's done for.
And by the way, where are the rest of the cop cars? It should be.
And he's slowing down at stop signs. Sometimes at this point, you got to take some risks. You got to fly through that stop sign and make the cop look both ways.
But where the heck is he going to go if he's out by Copperfield? Maybe he's trying to get to 290. That's not going to work.
Oh yeah, 290 ain't going to work.
Up now, he's found another good two-lane road
here. That
looks
like a farm road.
Yeah,
it's got potential, and he's losing the cop a little bit.
Is he out by Black Horse? Is that where he is?
I don't know.
That's kind of... Well.
Oh, he's lost in the trees. They found him.
Yeah, he's back. Now he's at another intersection. Oh, I love the shadow of the helicopter going over him. That's got to be imposing.
He needs to ditch that car and get on foot.
Yeah.
If you go into residential neighborhoods, that's your only chance.
Yeah, at this point. He's going in circles.
That's a good way for them to set up a trap.
Well, did
he? He went
past two cop cars. Three.
What are those guys doing?
Yeah. Aren't you supposed to cut him off, officers?
Take one for the team.
He just went past three cop cars that were going the opposite direction. Maybe he knows what he's doing here. Yeah, this is a hell of a chase. So I don't know if I'm him. Where are the other cops? Did he just shake the cops by doing that? He certainly didn't shake Channel 13's helicopter.
Nope.
At least until it runs out of gas. Now, if you're a helicopter pilot, how long do you hold on before you start worrying about crashing into the subdivision?
I don't know. I mean,
because me, I want to see the end of this, right?
I feel like this guy's close enough where he could shoot out a tire or something.
But the helicopter doesn't have a gun.
Look,
I'm saying the cops are close enough.
I don't think you guys can see this because the TV's kind of far away. But the
great. That white car just cut off the cop. Come on, white car.
Oh, shame.
I think he hit something because the front, the driver's side, the headlight, it's a little
dented. Now he's off-roading.
He's dead-ended.
He's in trouble now. We're going to stick with this just for a minute.
Yeah, because he's on the dirt road going behind.
Behind houses, right next to a gully.
Yeah, this is going to end badly.
Well, he's picking up some speed.
He sure is. He's going pretty fast for a dirt road. You know this is going to, he's going to crash into the gully and die.
Probably.
He's going to lose control of this thing because he's on sort of a dirt road.
Boy, that was a bold choice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not the direction I would have gone. But then again, I wouldn't be getting chased by police either. I would have pulled over and said, does there shouldn't be a problem, officer? That would have been me. But
there is a caller on hold saying that the helicopter is right under him.
Okay.
Right under him?
Yeah.
That's weird. So he's flying?
No. The car, the helicopter's right above his car. Uh-oh.
Oh, you can see the cop now. Oh, so he's on the helicopter?
No. He's helicopter. No. Look, there's a corner.
Uh oh.
What's he gonna do?
I don't know.
He's slowing down.
Now he's on like a jogging trail.
Now they're starting to flank him with the police over here.
Yeah,
see?
They're coming up to. They know what this is.
Yeah, gonna, this is not gonna end well.
Wait,
for him.
Wait.
What's he doing?
Oh no.
Well, he just ran into like a big bridge, or what's he doing?
He
made it.
Yeah. Well, everybody here is rooting for him. The interns are. I'm kind of like waiting for the crash.
You're team police here?
Yeah, I'm always team police in these things because this guy could hurt somebody.
Wow, that's a long trail.
Oh, yeah, he's hosed.
That's a long trail.
He's totally hosed here. This is like a jogging trail, and it's very long.
He's got to really pick up some ground here. Like he's got to put some distance between him and this cop.
Oh, man, I never thought we'd be doing play-by-play of a police chase today.
Man, I might have... If that water looks a little shallow, I might have cut across.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to make it. Plus, that looks like a big drop there. That looks like a good 20, 30 foot drop. That's a good way to die. Uh-oh.
He's going off-roading.
Well, yeah.
That might be your best chance.
I don't know where.
That does look really shallow, though.
Yeah, it does, but look how steep.
Yeah, that's true.
Look how steep that would be if you went down to the, you started trying to go down there. Oh, yeah, you'd be dead. There's no way. This guy is, he's going pretty fast on this trail.
Up, and now he's up, back into cars.
Up, no.
Oh, hero.
No.
Oh, no.
All this guy had to do was like pull up two more feet and they had him. Oh,
he
man.
Let him in. He was a courteous Houston driver.
He just went. Oh,
that's the strips.
Yep. He's got to be going down now because he just
went down that trail.
No, but he just went by a cop car. So they had to have the.
No, I guess not. He's still moving.
Well, no, because there's other cars on the road. You can't. But there's a lot of traffic here now. This is
there was a car on the road where he was about to when he was exiting that tried to block that off, but he was too slow.
Now he's behind a slow car and squeeze right between two there. That almost was an accident.
This guy is pretty good.
Yeah. You know what I bet? This is AJ Foyt. Cuz this guy has avoided contact. He's gone everywhere. I got to say they got him all stopped. Then he goes off the road and goes right by him. Yeah, this guy's good. I got to tell you, this is one of the more impressive drivers I've seen in one of these chases.
If I were in a high-speed chase, I would want a faster car.
Uh-oh, look at the intersection. Oh.
No, he just went right by him.
No, he's not going through that. There was too many cars. That was a wise choice.
Yeah, and again, I don't think they can actually put down the spikes because
there's other traffic.
There's way too much traffic in this area.
Yeah.
Except for the direction he's going, which appears to be nobody going that way.
Now, that looks like a school zone, and he's still speeding. That's trouble. That's double the fine.
I hope he's not texting during that, because...
Yeah, you get... Or on his phone.
Yeah.
You can get a big ticket for that. I guess we got to go to break, huh, John?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll tell you guys what
happened.
Hopefully
this is still going on the other side of the break. We're trying to give you play-by-play here.
Looks like there's
is
like
it legal
five
for us
cars.
To get play-by-play? Does somebody have the rights to that?
No. I don't know. You cannot give the play-by-play of this without the written express consent of whatever police department this is.
Well, all right. Let me tell you about the Rockets and what they've got going on right now, because it is a really cool thing. The 2018-19 Rocket seasons, their season tickets are on sale now, and you can reserve your VIP experience like never before. For the first time ever, you can lock in your ticket price for the next three seasons with a three-year club seat ticket package. Three special seasons for one special price. No need to worry about the price of season tickets going up. If the Rockets win the title this year, tickets are going to go up. You don't got to worry about that. And if you buy now, you'll get priority for this year's playoff tickets. Three-year VIP plans offered for the club seats only, but all other price levels are on sale as well. So go ahead and get your 2018-19 Rockets season tickets now. Go to Rockets.com or give them a call, 713-627-DUNK, to get yours today. That's Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back, and I've got good news and bad news. The good news is this guy's still going and just made the coolest move ever to avoid the spikes. But
yeah, was it a good move or was it a poor throw by the cops?
That was a very poor throw.
All right, you know what? I don't want to criticize the law enforcement guys, although I got to tell you, they are not.
Like, you're a big proponent of cops getting more money.
I am, but not these guys.
There's like random cars passing the car that's in the chase.
I wonder.
I think maybe he got one of his
tires. He might have got the front tire barely, and if so, then it's probably about to end.
So he is north of the Energy Corridor. So if you guys are driving home on the Energy, on Barker Cypress, I think that's where he was last at. Be careful.
And here's the other thing. Both Channel 11 and Channel 2 weren't on the chase. It's only 13, and now they've had the camera go out. The camera's gone black a couple times here, which isn't good, so now I don't know what's happening. And I can't even guess. See, now they're going to another helicopter.
They lose him?
I don't know if they lost him or just the camera's gone on the helicopter. This is
terrible.
This is the worst thing that could ever happen.
This is terrible television.
It is.
Thanks a lot, ABC 13.
Well I kind of want to rip them, but the other two stations didn't even have it.
They don't even have it. They don't even know what's going on.
Yeah. Did we try? Oh, now they've gone back to the...
What?
They got back to the studio. Hey, did we try Fox 26? Let's see if they got it. I bet you they got it. They got a helicopter.
Do they have a helicopter? Oh, there we go. Here we go.
Is he still out there?
Oh, yeah. He's still going.
But he can't catch up with the truck in front of him. Is that a cop? Is that a cop that's in front of him?
I don't know. This is a really bad shot.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't know.
They lost him.
They've lost him.
You had one job.
Oh, you got a nice shot of your helicopter there.
Dude, how embarrassing is that if you're the cameraman on the helicopter?
Yeah, this is your moment, right? This is your chance. Hey, Fox is going to the... Fox has got it now. I don't know if it's live.
No, that's not... is it?
Yeah, it says live. Yeah, so he's still going. So we switched over to Fox 26, and they're still chasing him. And, this is... Wow. If he's gotten away again. I got to tell you, this guy may be the greatest car chase villain ever. He's watched an awful lot of Fast and Furious, I can tell you that. Because he has avoided everything. And now cars are getting out of the way.
Right.
Which is probably... Oh, there's a cop car. Did we get him this time? No, they're not throwing spikes out there.
Why aren't they?
There's too many cars right there.
So they tried to spike him once. That failed. Although, let's be honest, that officer, that's awful quick that you have to get out there and get those spikes. I mean, it's a skill. And, I think his 40 time, if it had been a little better, he would have gotten there. Just doesn't have the burst you need.
God, he's still going strong, though. How long has this chase been going? 10 minutes?
15
minutes?
At least. Well, it's longer than that, because we started watching it about 5:04. Now it's 5:23.
Almost 20 minutes.
I don't care about sports
anymore.
He does
look like he's slowing down. And here comes the big right turn. And he's off again. And the cop's keeping a safe distance. I think he's waiting for him to just crash.
That's the move, but then that sucks for whoever he crashes into.
Well, but there's not many people on whatever road he's on. He certainly picked the right road for this time of day because there's nobody out there.
It's pretty wild.
Although I see a lot of cars that have pulled over. I think they've all figured it out. So, yeah, if you're out there.
They're all blitzers.
Oh, no, what? I thought he was stopping.
No, he's making a turn again.
Uh-oh, residential area.
Yeah. This,
I would never go into a residential area. Well, and if I did, I would park my car like kind of sideways where the cop couldn't get by, like between some cars that are parked on the street, and then I would get out and run.
But let me just tell you.
And he would have to like squeeze through this through the cars.
This guy has made it through residential areas. He's made it through a jogging trail. And
like some crazy dirt road.
That wasn't even a road. It was a jogging trail, pretty sure. And now he's in a residential area, and he's doing fine. This guy's awesome. He's
so you're cheering for him now?
Yeah, I kind of am.
Team,
I gotta
your team
tell you,
bad guy now.
I kind of tell you.
Because you always
cheer. They got him now.
Oh, it's over. Oh. It's over. Oh, it's over.
What's he backing up for?
Oh,
no.
What was that?
I think he threw the spikes again, and he missed.
He threw it at his windshield.
Oh, jeez.
That's just poor copping right there.
And now you got a dump truck there.
At some point, you just got to let your vehicle get hit.
Right. Why did they move the damn vehicle? And the guy was out of the car, too. Yeah. That's just dumb.
The cops had him blocked in, and there was three cars there. And the middle cop car backed up.
Like, yeah, you need to get through here? My bad, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. This is cool. Yeah, I'm usually team law enforcement. I got to tell you, I'm team bad guy here. As long as he doesn't kill anybody, and then I'll switch back. But you know what they look like? The FBI guys on Blacklist.
Yeah.
Where they send, like, two people into a room
with
40
guns. But you know
what
always happens on Blacklist? Right before the bad guy gets away, someone opens a door and hits him in the head and knocks him down. Boom, got you.
Yeah, except they'll always be like, they'll have like two agents and there'll be a room full of 50 gunmen. Oh, let's go in. Well, we don't need to worry about backup, even though we're the FBI and we got an army behind us. They've got like 20 cars chasing this guy and they can't stop him. I wonder if he's got his GPS going the whole time. That'd be pretty funny. Recalculating.
Google has found a faster route. Click accept if you want to take this route.
You are still on the fastest route despite some traffic and police. Yeah. Oh, man. He's slowing way down now. I wonder if they didn't. This would be a horrible way for it to end, just slowing down to a stop and getting caught. Unless maybe he's trying to find a way to escape the vehicle now. Because you've got to have a foot race now, right? At this point, there has to be a foot race.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of it. This is...
I'm wondering, what kind of shape is this guy
in? This has got to be Vin Diesel. This is some of the greatest driving I've ever seen.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Oh, come on. He hasn't hit anything.
I mean, yeah, but the cops don't just get out of Vin Diesel's way.
Well, that's... depends on the movie.
He would have to do some kind of cool stunt where... his... Oh, my gosh. This is inept law enforcement. I'm not going to lie. I'm guessing we have a lot of cops who listen to this show. I'm guessing none of them are involved in this chase.
No, there are no blitzers involved in this chase because would have stopped it.
You guys got to be better than this.
Because I know they're afraid. I guess, is there some rule where you guys can't get your cars hit by a car that's on a runaway like this?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. So, interesting. Here's an interesting fact from 713. 2, 11, and 26 have the same copter. 13 has their own. So I bet you this is on 2 and 11 now, too, because they finally got out there. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, 13, they lost. What happened?
He just keeps making.
Yeah, man.
He makes one turn after another and keeps getting away. And why are the lights not on the police cars? I'm just curious. Now they're just, like, following him. So. Yeah, now he's slowing down again. This is a residential neighborhood with lots of vehicles.
It just looks like a police escort.
Yeah, it does. I think he's...
He's
home. He's home? I don't know.
And now he's going to be like, oh, did you guys want me to pull over? Yep, into the road. Oh,
he's running.
He's running.
We have a runner.
We're going to see a tasing.
Well, we can't because behind the trees.
Get out of those trees, dude. I want to see this. I want to see him drop.
So there must have been enough damage to the vehicle that... he had to pull out. What a lame way for it to end. That's one where you're supposed to.
He just like pulled into a driveway.
Yeah, I guess he thought he was home, and they can't arrest you.
I thought maybe he was going to be like, "Have you guys been following me? I was just trying to get home, trying to beat the traffic." They'll be like, "Why'd you drive down that jogging trail? Yeah. Have you seen 290? It's crazy." Oh
yeah.
Did they got him? They got him.
They got him.
Why'd you change it?
Hey, better view on channel 13.
What's the guy look like?
the intern said it's a white.
It's a white?
It's a white?
Oh, boy.
Well, of course, in that neighborhood, it would have been a white. Well, all right. I'll be curious now to find out what happened.
Yeah,
Rico says he's not just gym of the day. He wins the gym of the day tournament bracket championship. This guy was awesome. I mean, that was over 25 minutes. So that means he was going a little bit before then. Yeah, Chase started at 4:52, according to a texter.
Jeez, that's a good run.
Yeah. They're not amused.
No, they didn't think that was funny?
Yeah, I think they got tired of being made to look like fools, so they're not being gentle with
God, them. Imagine being that cop that threw the tire strip from point-blank range and missed.
Yeah.
He's got to be getting razzed by his cop buddies right now.
And it's going to get worse when that goes viral on YouTube.
Yep. You know how this guy could have got away? If he would have been on a Harley.
Oh, God, yeah. That would have been awesome.
I mean, he would have made it for sure.
Well, but only if he went to one place.
Republic Harley Davidson. Well, this guy, he wants to get a good deal on a bike. You know what I mean? He wants the best price. He wants the best. He wants to have the most selection. Republic Harley Davidson has that for him. And when he gets his bike serviced, he doesn't want to just go to any Joe Schmo. He wants the place that's got 7 master technicians on staff. That's what they've got at Republic Harley-Davidson. If you haven't been to the showroom, I can't describe to you how great it is. They've got over 100 bikes, brand new bikes on their showroom floor, every model and color you can think of. And outside, they've got a ton more pre-owned. And right now, when you buy a new Harley at Republic, you'll get maintenance for life. The staff is great. They're professional. They're knowledgeable. They're friendly. They're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. And bike night, Thursday night, sorry, March 15th from 6 to 9. Republic Harley-Davidson is going to host Bike Night every third Thursday of the month through October. Join the party for live music on an outdoor stage, food, door prizes, and they're giving away a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, but you can only register to win at Bike Night. I guess tomorrow is Thursday, so it is tomorrow. The more events you go to, the more chances you've got to win. In October, one lucky winner is going to walk away with a brand new Harley. Whatever your need, service, new or pre-owned, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best. Financing for everyone. They will get you on a bike. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. It's Republic Harley.
And we're back on the Blitz. I got to say, we might as well just shut the show down now.
Now that the chase is over.
Yeah, now that the chase is over.
Let's call it a day.
You know what we should do, John? Is we should get our friends at Channel 13 to send us a video and then take our play-by-play and put it on the video and we'll put it on Sports Map. I think people would like that.
I'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we can do that.
So Garrett on Facebook messaged us and said, I am a deputy, and I don't know about Houston PD, but we have to get permission from supervisors to make any contact with a vehicle in the chase. Plus, we are liable for all people, not just in the chase, but everyone around the chase. Wish it was like the 70s when you could just shoot the tires out. Ha ha.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, and somebody brought up a good point. If you don't know if there's somebody else in the vehicle, like a hostage, you can't crash into them, but you can't keep the road blocked?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if he crashes into you...
That's on him.
You would think. Somebody said, just let him free, put up a good fight. I'm kind of with you.
They usually don't do that.
I know they don't, but there should be a law that if
the chase lasts an hour, you should be free to go. That there should be a statute of limitations on a car chase of 1 hour.
What if you...
If the cops can't...
What if you committed a really bad other crime, like murder?
Only murder.
What about child rape?
Murder and child rape.
Okay, what about...
What about regular rape?
Yeah.
That counts, too.
Okay.
Murder and rape. Anything else, though?
Kitty porn?
I think they let you go on that.
I don't know. I don't think so.
They should have got you. They should have got him.
All right.
How bad do you want this guy?
I don't know. But they must have done some damage to the car because he basically just said, all right, let's try a call. We go to the HR&P listener line for Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hello?
Hey, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Sports. Yeah. It's your turn to talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I was just saying earlier, I was talking to the other guy, and I was saying, y'all were a little bit kind of, you know, pushy on the officers. And like I was telling him, you know, any officer would love to be that guy to, let, you know, sacrifice a car or whatever, let's end this chase. But I think y'all just covered it. Somebody else, I think a deputy was saying on the Facebook page or something that, yeah, it's not that easy. We all will get in trouble. Like, so nowadays, policing has become something where you have to worry about getting fired because the department doesn't want to be liable for you and something you did. So it's just, you know, it's easy to say, yeah, let's crash that car, let's wreck it out, let's stop this chase. But as an officer, you got to think about, okay, how much of this is the department going to back me? Because at the end of the day, unfortunately, nowadays, the departments all want to wash their hands of officers and say, hey, you know what, we didn't agree to that. We were not cool with that. And, you know, so many things.
I've seen cops get away with a lot worse stuff than wrecking into a car in a chase and cops will back
them. I'm not even asking them to wreck into it. I was just asking them when they had the roadblock. Not to back up and let him through. That was all I was looking for. That would have ended it right there. Yeah, I'm sorry, but you know me. I'm on their side 99.9% of the time. Gonna say, it's just like, you know what it is? When it's on TV like that, it's just like a football game. Make some bad coaching decisions in a football game, we're going to talk about it. If your players don't play well during a car chase, guess what? You're going to hear about it. Yep. What happens when you're on the big stage? You're on the main stage. So I have to say, I think some of the coaching decisions, if that's the case, they had to get supervisors to say so. I think some of the coaching decisions, very O'Brien-like, especially when it came to clock management there. I think there were that chase could have been over much sooner.
Yeah.
And I also think some of the execution, like trying to throw the spikes out there, I think that guy needs to go back for some more training on spike throwing.
Yes. Yeah, according to Fox 26, they were pursuing him because he was a burglary suspect. I think there might have been multiple people. It's a suspects.
He's a burglar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that word, burglar.
So
I like the verb burgle.
Yeah. To burgle.
Yeah.
Like the Hamburglar.
Yeah. I'm not a criminal, but if I was, I would want to be a burglar.
See, I like criminal mischief.
Yeah, but mischief that just sounds like kid cool. stuff.
Well, kind of. You're still getting arrested for it. But, okay, but if there was somebody else in the truck, I get that. Because you don't know if that's a accomplice or if you burgled a bank, maybe you kidnapped the teller. Unless the teller was in on it.
Right.
The story says the vehicle chase began before 5, like we know, Wednesday on Highway 6 near FM 529.
Okay.
Well, didn't work out for him.
Because now all cops in Houston are going to boycott the Blitz. No, they won't.
No, they won't.
I have a lot of friends who are police officers who are damn good who would have got the guy sooner.
Police love us, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a friend of the cop. But I'm just saying that could have been handled better.
Well, yeah.
Everyone knows. I think the cops would agree. They could have handled that better.
Well, and listen, the other team gives scholarships too. Let's give some credit. Let's give some credit to AJ Foyt there, because that guy clearly was really good at this. He'd obviously been playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto, or either that, or yes, he was a stunt driver from any one of the Fast and Furious movies, or really any show in Hollywood now has a car chase.
Yeah.
So it's quite possible that he performed in a film before. That guy was pretty good. Yeah, in this case, I'm going to go with, you know, sometimes we criticize the...
What rating are you going to give the guy? You going to give him a B?
No, I'm giving him an A.
A?
I'm giving him an A.
A strong A? Even though he finished in such a disappointing fashion?
Well, yeah, it finished kind of like Sons of Anarchy. It was a bad finish. But what I did like was the fact that he was extremely creative. And I think that caught the police off guard. And while they had him outnumbered, I think let's give this guy credit. You know, sometimes like when the Texans' defense was bad last year, it wasn't just because they were bad. It was because the other team was making some plays. So let's give the other team some credit here. Let's give the bad guy some credit for making some plays. Good news is nobody got hurt. And they captured him.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of TV time. So I'm going to go with win-win. I do wish this guy had survived a little longer. But I always get scared they're going to T-bone some innocent soccer mom taking her kids to practice, and then it turns into a disaster. It didn't do that, but I think that's on the bad guy. He did a good job of avoiding soccer moms. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
from the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by CC's. If you're on the East Sam Houston Tollway southbound at Red Bluff, there's an accident on the left lane. There's also an accident down on I-45 northbound at San Jacinto. Now at CC's New York Style Pizzas and new cheesecake brownies on the buffet for just $5, and some change for limited time only at CC's. Prices may vary, restrictions applied. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Stephen Hawking.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I think you're going to get in trouble for that one, John.
I know.
Tomorrow we'll be at Revelry on Richmond all day long. Come on out. And, guys, they have so many cool things. Revelry is one of those places. Like on Monday nights, I like to go for steak night when I want to do a Monday night steak night, because they have a really good steak night and they play a lot of hockey on the TVs. Tuesday night, they have trivia. Great place to watch all your March Madness. And we will be out there tomorrow from 7A to 7P. I'll probably get out there around 2, hang out for a little bit with the people. So come check it out. Revelry on Richmond. Friday, we will be at Prime Social all day long, 7A to 7P.
Not us.
No.
But the station will be there.
No, I might go out and play a little cash before the show. I haven't decided yet. I wanted to play the tournament, but it wouldn't be over in time. And Saturday night, I will be out at Sam Houston Race Park. And if you're not on Sports Map today, you need to be. And Jermaine will write a little breakdown on all the free agent signings. Promise me he'd get on that. So we'll have that up soon. But got Lance on Lance Zierlein's columns up. We've got How to Play in Gal Media's Free Bracket Challenge. That's on Sports Map. So you know, when people have questions about it, guess what? The whole thing's right there. Just go to sportsmap.com and click on How to Play in Gal Media's Free Bracket Challenge for great prizes.
Great prizes.
Tremendous. The best prizes. We've got the best prizes. And you know why? You know what you get for first place? 2-night staycation at the Hyatt Regency downtown Houston, or Houston Galleria, which we've been to.
Good deal.
That is a great place. How about this? $100 gift cards to Tango and Malbec.
That's a good deal.
So you can take your lady to dinner, or your guy, whichever, or both. $100 to Damaris Barbecue. And you get to sit in on the last hour of the Blitz in studio. Other prizes for your top finishers are going to include gift cards to Revelry on Richmond, Cowboys and Indians, General Public, Ooh Burrito, plus tickets to the Sabercats, Skeeters games, and more. One entry per person, and your bracket must be filled out before games start. I just basically read you the story. But that's on sportsmap.com. If you want to know how to do it, just go click on that story. And boom, you're there. So Revelry on Richmond tomorrow. And Prime Social on Friday. All right, I'll give you a choice. Well, first, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, I have two choices for you here to pick for your gym. One involves yet another time traveler from the year 4000, and one involves a half-naked woman on a horse in a nightclub.
Those are good. I have one, too.
Okay.
I'll give you the premise of mine. A 36-year-old woman just got into the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most babies from different fathers.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. A 36-year-old Michigan woman crashed into the Guinness Book of World Records yesterday.
Crashed into it?
Well, she worked her way into it, I guess.
Maybe.
Took work, no doubt.
I think she's... Never mind.
By giving birth to her 14th child from 14 fathers. This chick's like laughing at Cromarty. He's like, bro.
Yeah.
Do you even know how to do it? Yeah.
That's an iron uterus there.
Oh, yes. She is the first woman in recorded history to conceive children with more than 13 different men.
Okay.
Let's take a round of applause.
That's pretty good.
By the way.
So 13 was the prior record?
Yeah. By the way, if I met a chick who had 13 kids, I'm so wearing a condom.
I'm wearing two. I'm not taking any chances, even if she's 72 years old.
She says, I'm extremely proud to have broken a world record. My mother always told me that I was lazy and worthless and I would never accomplish anything in my life. Now I've shown everyone that she was wrong and that I can even be the best in the world when I put my mind to something. In fact, I've just accomplished something no one has ever done before.
How old is she?
36. She said, I'm good at having babies, but I'm really awful when it comes to picking fathers of my children. This time, however, I think I've learned from my past mistakes. Ramon isn't like all the jerks I've dated before. We've been together for almost a year and a half, and I really believe it could work between us.
You know how many other times she said that? 13.
After their meeting with Miss Sullivan, the representatives of Guinness opened a second investigation concerning the record for the number of child support pensions received by one person. She's already receiving pensions from 11 men and is implicated in two other child custody cases, which should proceed before the family court over the next couple of months. The investigation should be over by the month of March, and Guinness will then be able to tell if Miss Sullivan holds a second world record or not.
Well, what's the investigation? DNA test?
I don't know.
That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is. You're going to get a DNA test, and then you're going to go on Springer. Is it Springer or Maury? Whichever one does,
yeah.
You're not the father. I don't know. I don't watch those shows. All right, well, I'll give you mine real quick.
Okay.
Apparently, there was a Miami Beach nightclub, which is going to be pretty wild, right?
Of course.
Well, got a little wilder than usual when a half-naked dancer rode a white horse bareback.
White horse named Cocaine?
No, a real white horse.
Oh, an actual horse.
And she rode it bareback.
Because I was going to say, I've walked into a couple nightclubs on a white horse myself.
Did you ride it bareback, though?
No.
Yeah, well, you don't want to do that, or else you wind up with the woman with 14 kids, right? Well, apparently, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I've never done drugs. That was a joke.
Well,
that was a joke,
there was
guys.
A video of it, but the startled horse bucks off the rider and starts clomping around the packed venue. Partygoers are heard shrieking in terror as the frightened animal attempts to escape the scene. There's no way that ends badly, right?
No.
Yeah, and basically, animal activists have now called for action to be taken against the popular South Beach club. Shame on Mackay Lounge for ever allowing this to happen. This is inhumane and deserves serious attention ASAP. I'm worried about the half-naked woman falling off the horse. Is she okay?
Who cares?
I kind of care.
You really care?
No, not really.
You don't know her. She doesn't know you.
Yeah, but...
You don't have any illegitimate babies with her.
I don't know that.
That's true.
I haven't been on Mari yet.
It's true.
I haven't had the DNA test yet. I don't know. I mean, she rides white horses. Apparently, last night, the Miami Beach Police Department was made aware of the alleged incident. And we are very concerned. As such, we have launched a joint investigation with the Miami Beach Code Enforcement. And finally, the other one. Remember we had the time traveler a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Now we've got one who claims he's from the year 4000.
Okay.
And he talked about...
This is a trend lately.
It is?
I feel like this is the third guy.
I think it's the second one. Because there was that one guy that did two videos. This is another YouTube video. He says, not only in the future will robots replace human jobs. No, but we already have that.
Right.
He says, intelligent work will also be replaced by robots with AI. It's a 20-minute video. And he says, I'm 132 years old, but I look like 20 or 25 years in comparison with you.
Okay.
The design of our cars is different, but I have a surprise for you. I decided to bring a photo with me as evidence, and I brought it, and we'll show it to you. And he actually shows a photo of a bunch of sleek cars with propellers for flight capabilities. So we finally will have flying cars in 4000.
Oh, he's certain.
Well, there will be no traffic jams. And he added the design. He said this. He shows the picture, and unlike pictures from these other guys, it actually looks like future cars, but it also looks just like the robot in there. It looks just like one out of a computer game called Mr. Handy in Fallout 4.
Mr. Handy.
Yeah. Well, hey, if that happens, cool.
Mr. Handy.
Says they have artificial intellect, and these robots make the cars. It's very easy to drive cars of the future, and it's impossible to have an accident. They're so smart in case that you... want to heat it, you couldn't. Its sensors will not let you do it. It says there's no traffic jam, and also there's no dogs and cats.
Fighting like cats.
Cats and dogs can only be seen in zoos, and birds in the sky have been destroyed to make way for flying cars. Yeah, all his pictures look like they came out of this video game.
All the dogs died in a horrible United Airlines incident.
Exactly.
In the future.
Yeah, the future United Airlines. And that is your Zadok Jeweler Gems of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys. There is no excuse to get to Man Centers or to not get to Man Centers. You need to be out there. If you've got any kind of man-related issue, they are your guys. There's a misconception that if you're having fertility issues, you should just go to any old urology practice. That's incorrect. Man Centers is a premier medical practice that focuses on reproductive urology and male fertility. The doctors and staff at Man Centers are experts in reproductive urology. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball. And there's no excuse now. If you're feeling a little weird, whatever, go in, take a free general male wellness checkup. The doctors are rolling the red carpet out for all us guys this year. There's no excuse. It's $150 value. You're getting it for free. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. Give them a call to set it up, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They're now booking appointments on Saturdays, so no more excuses. Saturday appointments fill up quickly, so call today or book your appointments online at mancenters.com. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.